Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnese.
Hey, good morning. I want to talk to you about some gun legislation that passed through the House yesterday, a concealed carry reciprocity bill. It's an interesting piece of legislation, and who better to join us and talk about it than a spokeswoman for the NRA, Jennifer Baker, who's here this morning. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Mary and Vince.
Really glad to have you. So tell us what is in this legislation. We talked about it a little bit yesterday morning, and I'd like to know especially about this idea that there was a fix-nicks bill either included in the House legislation or set to be included in the Senate version. Tell us about all of this.
Okay, well, this vote really marks a watershed moment for Second Amendment rights. The Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act, which is the piece of legislation that passed the House by a vote of 231 to 198 yesterday, really is the culmination of a 30-year movement that would recognize the constitutional right of all law-abiding Americans to defend themselves wherever they may be, wherever they're allowed to be legally.
So if you have a permit in your home state, you can carry that gun in every other state in the country.
Yes, and it is a solution to a real problem for a lot of law-abiding gun owners who travel across state lines, particularly in our tri-state area, where you have different gun laws governing Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. And oftentimes, well-meaning gun owners who carry a firearm for self-defense when they are outside of the home unwittingly break the law and become felons. And we've seen instance after instance. And what this says is if you're able to carry a firearm in your home state, if you meet all the requirements to do that, you're legally allowed to do that, then you can carry that firearm with you in whatever state you may go to, and you can do that legally without fear of, you know, unknowingly breaking a law and becoming a criminal.
Right. I mean, the twisted thing here is that if you accidentally commit a felony, say you leave a gun in your trunk or whatever, and it ends up being found, you've now committed a felony, by extension, you lose your right to have a gun, right?
Exactly. And people just... your average citizen who thinks they're doing the right thing, and oftentimes these permit holders will be pulled over for a routine traffic stop and voluntarily tell the officer, like they've been taught in their training programs, that they have a firearm on them. And at that moment, they're arrested, and they can spend time in jail, years and thousands, tens of thousands of dollars trying to appeal that, just for exercising their constitutional right to self-defense.
Thomas Massie out of Kentucky is the chair of the Second Amendment Caucus, and he doesn't like this. He does not like the fix-nicks portion of this bill that was added on to the reciprocity bill. It was originally a reciprocity bill. This fix-nicks part was added on to this. He doesn't like this. Can you explain why?
Well, I can't speak to, why Congressman Massie has been... doesn't have the facts on this bill, but we do know that there was a so-called gun group out there that was spreading a lot of misinformation, and this oftentimes happens during the legislative process. There's information that gets out there that's not accurate, but the NRA, I mean, this is our top legislative priority, something we've been working on for decades, and so we have lawyers, people that review this legislation very meticulously, and the misinformation that was being spread about the fix-nicks portion of this bill is just not accurate. I know that they were talking about it creating a new prohibited class, and that people who weren't previously prohibited from owning a firearm or possessing one would now be prohibited and put into the system. That's simply not true.
So
what the fix-nicks portion of the bill did is, or does, will do if it becomes law, is that it will offer incentives for different agencies within the government who have access to records of prohibited people to enter them into the system. And we've seen it's a real problem in some of the high-profile tragedies that have happened recently, where violent criminals, people who were already prohibited by federal law from owning or possessing a firearm, were able to pass a background check and purchase a firearm legally and commit these atrocities. And they should have been in the system. They should not have passed the background check. They should have been prohibited. And all this does is put those records, the people who are already prohibited by federal law, into the system. It doesn't expand who's prohibited in any way.
All right, let me ask you. So if you have a medical condition for whatever you that prohibits you from having a weapon, how does that medical information get into a national system that would prevent you from getting a gun?
Well, agencies are required by law, if they have records of a prohibiting offense, that you are entered into the system. I mean, let's take the example of what happened in Texas recently. The person that committed that heinous act, had been adjudicated by a court in the Air Force for a felony that was a prohibiting offense, and the Air Force did not enter the record into the system. This fix and mix portion of the bill just offers an incentive for people who are already legally required to enter that record in the system to do so.
Right, and that was a domestic violence case in the case of Devin Kelly, the church shooter who the Air Force failed to get that information into the NICS system, and he was able to legally buy guns as a result.
A pretty violent offense. If you review the records.
Yep, yep.
And I think as a society we can all agree, and it's already federal law, that violent criminals should not have access to
the
firearms.
Fear here,
and they're already prohibited.
The fear here, Jennifer, to the extent that we've heard it, is the idea that, say, you know, people who are in treatment at the VA, who maybe are getting like post-traumatic stress treatment or something, could be ruled out of purchasing a gun because their information could be shared with the NICS system. Is that the case that you're aware of?
No, not in. There is nothing in this legislation that allows for any agency, the VA or any other agency, to enter a record into the system where a person is not already prohibited by the federal government, by the Gun Control Act, from possessing a firearm. Now, is the NICS system perfect? No, it's not. There were abuses under the Obama administration. They did try to dump a bunch of records of people who were not prohibited by the legal definitions in the Gun Control Act. And, you know, the NRA went to great lengths, and some of that stuff still goes on. But this bill actually has a remedy for people who have erroneously been entered into the system. Right now, if your name pops up in the system, like if you went to purchase a firearm and you know you're not a prohibited person and you were denied, you would have to go through a quite lengthy appeals process. And currently, that process, it can take the FBI sometimes over a year to get back to you. A provision in this Fix NICS bill would say that they have a 60 days to get back to you. So the FBI is required to respond to your appeal within 60 days.
Gotcha.
So there's even a remedy for people who end up in the system who shouldn't be, or believe they shouldn't be in the system.
Okay, well, thank you. Is the NRA supporting this bill, clearing the House? It heads on to the Senate. We'll see if it is able to pass in the Senate. Jennifer Baker, NRA spokeswoman, thank you very much for giving us some clarity on your position on this morning.
Okay, great. And have a really nice day.
You do too. Thank you very much.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.